Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Is there ever an appropriate time to mix business with pleasure?
Ooh, I don't know why, but that gave me a little bit of the cringies.
You got the cringies, I'm turned on.
I say that as if we don't mix business with pleasure every morning. Hey, it's Sarah Pepper and Jesse Watt. This is a question for Riley.
Riley, who are you going out on a date with?
This guy I met at a job interview.
You guys were both interviewing for the same job?
Well, I met him because he was the guy who was who was interviewing me for the job.
Sexy!
It was my third one, and there were four people on a panel. So he was one of the guys on the panel.
So you're far into this interview process. This isn't like the first interview. This was a third interview with just the panel interview?
Yeah, I know. I was almost there.
Get into it, girl!
Honestly!
Yeah, so he did the interview, and then he called a week later. I was super excited because I was certain it was for the job, but he actually called me because he thought we had a lot in common, and he asked me out.
How bold to be like, you know, when you were telling me about your 5-year plan and what your biggest weakness was, I knew in that moment you were meant for me. So you clearly said yes.
Yes.
Are you concerned, though, that you won't get the job now? Jesse had a really great question.
Well, I mean, I was a little bit sketched out about saying yes at first, but I mean, he was so hot. And he was just, he said he was just on the panel and he wasn't the decision maker, so it was okay. It wasn't inappropriate. And I was like, okay, let's do it then.
This feels like an HR situation. I think if you go out with him, you're not going to be able to get the job because they'll have some sort of conflict of interest. I mean, imagine being another candidate and finding out the girl who got the job is dating one of the panelists.
I know, but imagine
not getting the job and not going out on this date and missing out on your soulmate. I say, because you haven't heard about the job, right?
No, I haven't heard about it as of yet.
Sometimes, Jesse, Cupid is crazy. And you can't, you cannot time love. And if he could tell with your answers to those interview questions that he had something in common with you, and when you were doing the interview, Riley, in that panel, did you think he was hot then?
Yeah, I didn't think much of it. I mean, I was just there for the job interview, so.
Right.
But yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I think this is very sexy. I'm getting Christian Grey vibes, and I'm all for that. I just also think that you're always going to end up dating someone who's your superior. I mean, if he's part of a panel for a job interview, he's obviously going to be a superior of yours, which is like fine in the bedroom, but not necessarily at work.
Maybe he's in a different department. I mean, I don't know how panel interviews work. We interview very differently for these jobs, but I don't know how panel interviews work. But from what I understand, they gather people from other departments to get like a broad view of you as a candidate.
True.
So what if he works over here in logistics? This is where Jesse and I talk about a business like we know what it's like.
We hear the word logistics being said a lot.
Yeah. What if he works in logistics and you're just applying over here in like communications and your paths will never cross?
Don't get me wrong. I hear you and I want this for you. I'm just saying you got to be prepared, I think, to give up this position because of a conflict of interest.
Well, how do we know what position she's going to get before she realizes what position he's going to put her in? I mean, would you go out on the date? Because, Riley, how into this job are you? I mean, you've been on a few interviews. Would you be upset if this affected the job?
I mean, yeah, I would be.
Would you be upset if you didn't get to go out with the hot guy from the interview?
I don't know. I mean, it's, I don't know. I kind of would, I'm just excited. I just kind of want to see what happens.
I say play the card you're dealt. We know now she's got the date. We don't know tomorrow she has a job.
Tell him you'll accept his date after you accept the position. Until you sign that offer letter, hold the date above his head.
I think that you are, I think as far as HR goes, there is nothing wrong with your date now because you're not currently employees together. You're not currently working together. True. So right now it doesn't feel inappropriate. 713-881-5965. If you were Riley and you were really into this job, and you really wanted it, and you were this far into the interview process, but the guy that was hot for the panel called you and was like, we should go out. Would you go?
Brandy, did you date someone that you worked with?
Actually, I married the person I worked with.
Oh, tell us everything.
We had met at my job. I had been working there a while, and he worked in a different department. And then we had started seeing each other around the hotel, and then he offered me coffee, and after a month or two, it got really serious, and then within 6 months, we got married, and we've been married for the last 3 years.
Riley just called, and she got asked out on a date by a guy who interviewed her on an interview panel, and she wants to know if she can go on the date or not, or if it's going to ruin the chances of her getting that job.
I think she should, after she gets the job.
Oh,
I think
she
should take a chance.
That's what
I said. Because it's really hard to meet people. It's much better than meeting them in a bar.
But, like, do you think it could ruin her chances of getting the job if she goes out beforehand, like conflict of interest?
No, I don't think so.
Then why not go? If it's not a conflict of interest, it's not an HR violation, why not go out on the date today, see if we get the job tomorrow, and deal with the consequences later? Doesn't that sound healthy?
Yeah, that's true.
When can you mix business with pleasure? That's what we're talking about this morning on Mix 96.5. I'm Sarah Pepper. That is Jesse Watt. And for once, it is not about us. This is about Riley, who got asked out on a date by a guy who was on the panel for a job she just interviewed for and called her and asked her out. And we're asking you if she should go on this date. Anna, what do you think?
Well, I just had a little thought about it. It's like HR has certain policies, right? So maybe if they go out on the date first, like sometimes if you're dating somebody before you work there, it's okay. But if you're dating somebody after you work there, it's not.
Anna, it's so nice to meet and talk to a fellow loopholer. Somebody like myself who can find a way to do what we want to do, even if it's semi against the rules.
I mean, it's totally possible. He knows she's getting the job and he's like, let's go out on a date before she signs.
Yes, and he knows the policies better than her, so if there's a loophole, he's going to know it. I appreciate his hustle.
I got to ask, Anna, on our Facebook page, a lot of people think that this is a test or a setup to see what she'll say from the place of employment. Do you think that companies do stuff like that?
That would be so scammy.
Right?
I don't know if I'd want to work for a place that would set you up like that. That's awful.
First off, I would want to work for a place that does that because I'd want to be on the other side of it. I'd want to be the one that's like, what can we do next time, guys? The Hunger Games test these
it's
folks.
Sketchy.
To see if they can work here.
So funny.
You're fun to work with. I can see it. Totally fun.
Anna, thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye. We've got another Anna on the phone. Anna, what do you think?
I think she shouldn't go out with him. I think it's a red flag that he took her personal interview information and used it to call her for romantic reasons.
You know, some could call it romantic. Others could call it a red flag.
Riddle me this, though, Anna. If you thought someone was super attractive and you saw them out in public, you would probably do everything you could to try to find them. Get online, look for Instagram, check locations. He just used the resources that he was given to try to find this girl. Not romantic?
No, he's going to be in a position of power over her. And she gave that information to the company for job information,
right?
Not to be pursued by someone.
I know.
It could be manipulative. And also,
yes.
Maybe she's also thinking, well, if I say no and turn him down, am I not going to get the job?
True. But if Christian Grey had respected boundaries, would Anastasia Steele have ever found the love of her life?
You know what this is? It's hot person privilege. Because if this guy was creepy looking, we wouldn't even be talking about it.
That's a fact! So did we decide in the room and with Houston whether or not we think she should go on this date?
I don't know. We're all different. Facebook says one thing. Everyone else says, Sarah, I think we're in a different league right now because we're like, go on a date.
And Riley is definitely going, and she's going to come back on the show Monday morning at 7:15 to tell us how it went. And honestly, I'm excited.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.